give the floor to the Islamic Republic of Iran. You have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. At the outset, I would like to congratulate you, Ambassador Zamir Akram, on your re-election as the Chair Rapporteur of the Working Group on the Right to Development, and thanks for your opening remarks and at first for presenting draft convention on the right to development. Iran also thanks Madam High Commissioner for her remarks in this session and her support to work of the working group. We align ourselves with statement delivered on behalf of the non-aligned movement and OIC member states. Mr. Chair, the right to development is an inalienable human right by virtue of which every human person and all peoples are entitled to participate in, contribute to, and enjoy economic, social, cultural, and political development in which all human rights and fundamental freedoms can be fully realized. While under the Declaration of the Human Rights, the right to development is recognized as an inalienable human rights, and that equality of opportunity for development is a prerogative both of nations and of individuals who make up nations. 35 years later, the right to development seems still to be lagging behind other human rights, principally as a result of lack of necessary recognition and due attention by part of the countries. The right to development has come under various attacks caused by severe impacts of obstacles and barriers, in particular on developing countries, including severe negative impacts of pandemic, natural and human-made crises like environmental damages and wars and conflicts, unilateral coercive measures, and overcompliances and extraterritorial implementation of these measures. Targeted attacks to infrastructures of the developing countries, as well as depriving nations from transferring technology and knowledge. Among the others, one particular obstacle to the right to development that has persisted and even intensified for a long time